was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it is Sunday, March 14th, 2010. Welcome to the broadcast. Before we begin, folks, I'd like to bow my head and ask you to join me, please, in deference to the Lord and ask for his blessings. Father, we ask for your blessings for this gathered audience from around the world. People who respect and honor your law, and people who need your support at this most critical time in world history. We ask for your protection to surround us, and we ask for wisdom and guidance and patience and a divine outlook in all of our undertakings as we understand that we are and will be challenged by Satan in these final hours. Amen. Folks, welcome to the program. It's nice to have each and every one of you. It is, in case I forgot, it is Sunday, March 14th of 2010, and I sent out an email just a few moments before the program seeking to gather as many of you together here tonight and to spread the word that I'll be sharing with you either during this segment or the next segment. Before I do, I will encourage you to be calling in tonight, especially those of you who are facing challenges. And at times it seems like it's the final days of Germany in 1944, with the accelerated extermination of prisoners and POWs at Auschwitz and Dachau and the other concentration camps. You can feel the heat. You can feel the pressure. It's certainly not unexpected. And not only doesn't it deter us, it galvanizes our resolve, because we know with your help tonight, it will all be coming to an end sooner rather than later. With your help tonight, folks, our words and our will as the only true, sole, exclusive, sovereign authority on the land known as America will be heard and honored and obeyed. Our orders are not window dressing, and we will end the suffering in your lives and the lives of those you care about most sooner rather than later. And I'm giving you my word on that, provided you help me tonight with what we need to do. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and I'll ask my producer just to post it on our chat as people call in. Let me begin by apologizing for being off last week. I received many inquiries if I was out of the process, if I was arrested, all the typical stuff. Folks, let me tell you where I was. I was flat on my face on the floor. I couldn't even walk up steps because I had reached that point of virtual exhaustion that Muhammad Ali used to refer to in the 15th round of a championship match as walking death. If you've never experienced it, it's worth a trip to that side just to prepare yourself. We'll be back in just a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back, folks. Well, I apologize for running out of time. For those who are not familiar with radio, the music that comes in before the break is really a little trick that we use in the business to alert the host that he has 30 seconds left to go. And occasionally I have difficulty hearing that music. I've asked my producer to turn it up, and he surely will, being the wonderful guy that he is, so that I have a chance to complete my thoughts to you and don't leave you hanging. What I was saying before the break was that I apologize for being off last week. I was literally at the point of exhaustion. I could no longer talk. I could no longer walk. I couldn't function. All I could do was collapse where I was. And at that time, it happened to be on the floor, and I was more than happy to stay there. And I recommend everyone experience that, and everyone put themselves through sleep deprivation as preparation for some of the trials that one might face in the course of pursuing freedom. I've spoken about that on the program before. I've told you that I have experimented with sleep deprivation, and this was by far the greatest experiment. 2 to 4 hours tops a night for over 2 weeks, and then a few days without any. So, I missed you last week, but I probably didn't have much worth saying. Tonight, however, we have the most important program since January 31st, including the announcement we made 2 weeks ago. Because tonight, we're going to close the deal lest anyone at any level in government, pseudo-government, corporate government, public servants, people in our own communities, friends, relatives, adversaries, or at least self-prescribed adversaries, should doubt. You folks signed up for very specific reasons. I know what they are, and tonight you're going to have the opportunity to proclaim those reasons to the world in a way that will not be open to interpretation. So let me begin by saying, I'm not real concerned with the Fed and DTC and Treasury with the axis of evil. That is and will be taken care of, and there are people working on that right now. I really don't wish to expand upon that, but you've been hearing more about it from other sources, and what you're hearing is absolute truth. There are some very, very good people at work on that problem. And the Fed and IRS will not survive as you know them beyond 2011. Hear what I said. IRS will not survive past 2011. And the Fed will not survive in its present form. So the rumors you're hearing and statements on other programs are absolutely true. I'm not going to embellish upon that anymore. I've been asked not to. And by the way, I realize that there are some, especially my friend Sam Davis, who have taken exception with, at least they've targeted me for being secret about some of the information. So let me clear the record up on that for everybody. When we withhold information, it's for a very good reason. Let me tell you why. It's so that people don't get killed. That simple. People inside, until the people on the outside stand and say, we are the sole lawful authority. We have stood in all 50 jurisdictions. We take back our authority. We re-inhabit the de jure institutions. We leave no area for argument or conjecture. We leave no room for false presumptions, which, as you know, is the specialty of the United States Federal Corporation. No room for any assumption or presumption that we are not the one true and only lawful authority. So now you are protected. Now there's no contention that you're involved in treason or insurrection or anything else, because you are following the will of the people. But until that moment happens, there are risks to people, and we reward them by honoring our commitments. Excuse me. Even if I personally have to take shots about secrecy or other beliefs from people in the Patriot movement who tend to be a bit paranoid. After all these years of being hammered, paranoia is a little bit understandable among us folks. And so I just ask your indulgence to bear with us. Let the plan unfold the way it's supposed to. Now, as to that unfolding, as I said, I'm not concerned with the Fed, DTC, Treasury, axis of evil. That is and will be taken care of. However, I didn't write this plan. I didn't slave over every word on that page. I didn't sit there day in and day out hosting debates on it, taking in some of the wonderful ideas that were postulated, and let me especially commend Tom Schultz for that. When Regan, Tom, and I were meeting, I think both Regan and I would sit back sometimes and listen to Tom come out with these points out of left field that no one but Tom would have thought of, that really, really cemented this plan the way it's supposed to be. For instance, when he said, and I'm giving you the inside dope here, when he said to us, let's just end foreclosure and tax prosecutions, and we'll have three-quarters of the country on our side. Well, was that not an insightful strategic formula? And it took me about 3 seconds to smile and recognize that, yes, let's make those the first two orders, because I had another order ready to go as a first order. I wanted to tackle the judiciary. But the judiciary hasn't left my mind. And so tonight, I'd like everyone to pick up a pen and please write down the following email address and circulate it far and wide. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone on your list. Send that email out time and again, every day, until they get the message that everyone who loves freedom needs to respond to the following email address. End the string. Just like it sounds. ENDTHESUFFERING. End the suffering. 2010. End the suffering 2010 at gmail.com. And here's all I'm going to ask you and your friends and relatives and loved ones and acquaintances to do. Send me a simple email with the subject line noted, end the suffering now. End the suffering now is noted in the subject line in uppercase letters, and it's being sent to endthesuffering2010@gmail.com. By week's end, I expect to have thousands and thousands of emails, and I intend to use those emails to bolster our position so that no one shall doubt, no one, that the people wish their suffering to end in the following manner. Number one, we must and we will empty the gulags of America. Right now, I noticed in New York State there was a protest of 200 people to stop the closing of a prison. We want hundreds of prisons to close, and we'll worry about replacing the occupations of those prison guards subsequently. The prisons must be emptied of patriots and so-called paper terrorists and everyone who used commercial process to simply respond to being assaulted, kidnapped, raped, and ruined by commercial process levied by men without conscience, or men who didn't know any better but then proved they had no conscience when they continued to send you to prison so that they could secure in their hand either a conviction or a favorable plea bargain, thereby precluding your ability to sue them. That's what they worry about in these cases, your ability to sue them, and that must stop. Number one on Sam Kennedy's list, empty the prisons. And I'm asking for your support. Number two on Sam Kennedy's list, stop the bogus prosecutions, not just the tax prosecutions. I'm going to read you some prosecutions that happened within the last 2 days around this country so that the whole world hears the garbage that the actors pretending to be judges and the prosecutors and all of the other corporate actors can participate in when they simply don't respect their own rules, when they are so desperate that they must exterminate the last of the prisoners at Auschwitz. Stop the bogus prosecutions. Now, we have an order for that, don't we? No more prosecutions without injured parties. And I expect that will be obeyed. Now, that doesn't mean the grand juries aren't ready if they're not. We're going to talk about that in the next segment or two. And in fact, I've already put all the technology together if the grand jury have to act. But this plan was written so that the grand juries would not have to act. Everybody needs to remember that. When we return, I'll give you the other two or three points on Sam Kennedy's list of non-negotiable terms for surrender of the United States Federal Corporation. We'll be back, folks.
after a 2 or 3 month commercial break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no bread for
the rent. I got my next two. Welcome back, folks. All right. As Murphy's Law goes, I understand we're having some problems with that email address. I will deal with that at the next commercial break, I promise you. And if we have to make a correction, we will. Before you send out your mass emails, just hang with me and we'll make sure that I've given you the correct address here. In the meantime, the first 2 points on Sam Kennedy's non-negotiable terms for the surrender of the United States Federal Corporation are to empty the gulags of America and stop the bogus prosecutions. That's non-negotiable. And I hope every one of you joins me in that and equips me with your voice by way of email at the correct address, whatever it may be, so that that order and that particular term, those orders and those particular terms actually, are sacrosanct. And I'll tell you why in just another minute when I finish this little list. The next non-negotiable surrender term for the United States Federal Corporation. Sovereigns must and shall, let me rephrase that, members of the sovereign people, must and shall be given, sanctioned, recognized identification, which without any language that would suggest they are subject class citizens or subjects of the state, identifies their diplomatic immunity from all corporate process. And that would include sovereign identification and passports. Non-negotiable. And last on the list, all of the crime databanks, especially the National Crime Information Center databank, and all databanks that link to Interpol and the state police and the municipal and police and county sheriffs of this land and around the world, must be modified without reservation to recognize the sovereign people. So when a member of the sovereign people holds his identification up, those hands get removed from those holsters, and those attitudes change because they are now talking to their masters, not their subjects. And those 4 points for me, and I hope for you, are non-negotiable. And let the word go out while you're joining me through a simple email, thousands of you, that I will have the pleasure of compiling and making our position absolutely clear. Now, I think this is important for this reason. There's been a lot of discussion of grand juries going into action. And I've discouraged that. I've asked our coordinators myself at the very beginning, one in particular. I begged in consecutive emails, please do not discuss grand jury duties with people. When people ask, simply inform them that the reason and purpose for the grand jury is simply to stand. And as I've said in multiple emails, those of you who have received them can verify this, it's the act of standing that is a self-actualizing remedy. We don't need the military. We don't need anyone. With what we have done now, standing probably in 45 of the republics at the present, the balance of the republics to be completed by week's end, we don't need anyone. Show me the judge in a federal district who will stand when 10 members of a grand jury, either on the county or a federal grand jury, as one of the elders would like to form, and I have no objection to that whatsoever, although I don't necessarily think it's necessary. Show me the judge who will stand when we walk into chambers and say, these are the orders. This is the no bill of the true grand jury. Will you obey, or will we have to arrest you? And that's with no military intervention whatsoever. We are at the point with the activism we have seen with an entire nation, every single republic from coast to coast and beyond, having been organized in 6 weeks' time. No one thought it was possible. I'm telling you from discussions I've had, no one thought we could do this except the elders. And I really commend the elders for having the foresight on that. But we did it. You did it. You're out there flying from republic to republic where there's low representation to make sure that it is properly organized and the people stand. And what's happening when you arrive? One turns into five, turns into 10, turns into 50. Suddenly, a previous militia of 300 is on board. Now everybody wants to sign and join because they see the momentum. We are going to be able to provide all the numbers we need in crisis situations, even if we had no promises from those in power. But if you work with me today and fulfill this mandate now, you won't have to. We'll be back. 2 minutes, folks, and hopefully I'll have the correct email address for you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For miles around, you can hear the drums from hollow logs and old tom-tom. Right from the jungle, so loud and plain. Let's get aboard the boogie train. It's a boogie thing. Oh, it's a boogie thing. It's a boogie thing. Boogie all night long. All night long.
Welcome back, folks. All right. Let me repeat the email address. It is correct. I'm saying that with a slight smile on my face, and I can't tell you why, but I am getting a kick out of this. I hope my producer's getting a kick out of this too. all I can say is, Winston Shrout's manager once asked me for my zip code, and I gave her the wrong one by accident, and twice more I gave her the wrong one, and my good friend Winston came to me one day and said, Pat wants you to know that she doesn't think people should be taking advice from a guy who doesn't know his own email address, a guy who doesn't know his own zip code. And she was right. Anyway, the email address is endthesuffering2010@gmail.com. We're ready. We're waiting for your emails. I expect to see thousands, folks, because I didn't make that name up previously. It just occurred to me. The Sam Kennedy Non-Negotiable Terms for Surrender. That's really what it is, but it's the people's terms for surrender. The people's terms for surrender are delineated very nicely in the unanimous declaration of the sovereign people of the United States of America to restore and re-inhabit the free American republics. But of those terms, emptying the gulags, stopping the bogus prosecutions, making sure that sovereign ID and passports are issued, and modifying the crime databanks to reflect our ambassador status, they are non-negotiable. And if you believe with me and you want to make sure that I am equipped with everything I need to be the absolute advocate on that it receives priority in the shortest possible time, then please send me one email per party and make sure everybody sends them in. That is End the Suffering 2010 at gmail.com. Now, let me perhaps bring you up to speed as to why I'm asking for this participation now. Let me read you an excerpt, if I may, from an email that came in, I think today sometime. It was a long email, but I pulled a paragraph out, which says the following. In addition, I was notified last night of a situation that popped up with one of our L.A. jurors. That would be Louisiana. He was contacted. Excuse me. That's not what I'm looking for. Let me take that back. Let me jump to the next email. I apologize.
And we've kind of got it was signed.
Greetings,
we circulated this thing, and in about 3 months, we got about 15,000 signatures in Alaska.
And a student mentor of yours from the Albany School
Retreat in 2008. I mean, it just went everywhere.
I'd like to become a guardian in that republic, please. I was recently arrested again by police at gunpoint as a result of a bogus arrest that was dropped outright back in 1990, 20 years ago, while living in New York City. This latest arrest, with resulting 6 days in jail, was for an extradition warrant back to New York for this original charge that was a case of mistaken identity. It was actually an actual physical crime, and he wasn't the party. This is the fourth time I've been arrested and jailed for about a week each time, resulting from an extradition warrant on a drop charge of 20 years ago. Each time I get arrested at gunpoint and jailed, I think the records have been cleared up, and then my life is disrupted. I'm thrown in jail under those felony charges once again. Got a call from some folks in Pennsylvania. I see we have a lot of callers on the line here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 10 or 12. That's more lines than we have. Well, we have a number of callers. I'm looking for one or two in particular that I spoke to earlier today. People facing sudden challenges. For instance, I was informed today that a grand jury is underway, a grand jury investigation on tax issues, of course, refund issues in Pennsylvania. And I know CID and IRS and FBI and so many other agencies listen to this broadcast carefully. And folks, I'm telling you, check with your superiors, save yourselves a lot of effort, because here's what's going to happen. There were at least two home invasions in Pennsylvania. I believe the warrants did not cover what was happening, and the warrants never do, of course, because they certainly don't name a living party. But even if they had, they executed outside the warrant, came in surreptitiously, in terms not specified by the warrant, cleaned out houses, contacted the people while they were there and said, by the way, we're standing in your home, ransacking it. The typical kinds of stuff. In another one, guns pointed as well. There was another one down south. Guns blazing, 10, 20 people. I understand that one may have had as many as 24 on the SWAT team. Well, to all the prosecutors and all the members of the SWAT team and all the enforcement agencies, check with your superiors. There's going to be no time to complete a grand jury investigation. You need months just to go through the forms, because that's what you do. You steal people's private papers. You probe into their affairs under false pretenses of mistaken identity, mockeries of their names, and then you proceed to look for the tiny things from their lives of no concern to yours and turn them into revenue-raising gimmicks for a corporation. It's ending. So you may as well stop now. Remember that scene in Schindler's List at the end of the movie where he gathers everybody in the factory and the guards are standing on the balcony. And he says, you can either shoot these people now or turn and leave and walk back to your families and loved ones and get prepared to present yourselves either as the fugitives or somehow proving that you conducted yourselves honorably without committing crimes against mankind. If you read the declaration, a one-page declaration, the final paragraph of relief at the bottom specifies that we are providing forgiveness. One opportunity for forgiveness to all who repent. Some of you are going to be contacted and you're going to be told that your opportunity starts now. And if you fail to comply, you will be confessing to being a recidivist and you will be arrested and brought before the grand juries. And then the grand juries will demonstrate why they were convened. The grand juries exist to stand and prevent the need for the good men and women who cherish freedom from having to engage rogue actors on the way out. And we shouldn't have to. But let me share a piece of information with you. I have already completed the credentials process for the guardians and for the jurors. Pocket credentials, badges, embossed seals, printed seals, orders, warrants, writs, everything we need to do the job if we are forced to do it. I pray to the Lord, Father, please hear my words on behalf of these fine people. Father, please allow the Restore America plan to unfold as it is supposed to, and allow urgency to be granted to our need to end the suffering for our brothers. We can live with the liens and the other things, even though we understand all of those will be resolved very quickly. But we can't live our lives in peace and share bread with our children and grandchildren knowing that there's one of you suffering, facing indictment, facing invasion, worrying about if they're going to come for you, living in terror of this corporation gone mad, or with relatives in prison with no hope of being released. That must end, and that's why I'm asking all of you. We're already up. I'm looking at the site right now. We already have 58 of you who have responded in 10 minutes. 58 of you are lending your support, and I expect to see 580 of you by end of tomorrow. The suffering must stop. And if it doesn't, then the grand juries will be called to action, as will the guardians. And folks, let me tell you what to expect for those of you who might be scared of such a thing. Now remember, this is not planned. We won't need to do it. If you follow the plan, we won't need to do this. But I want the world to understand we are prepared to do this. We're not Hillary Clinton. We don't take the bomb off of the table. We will be able to assemble in force with credentials and knowledge wherever we are needed, with orders in hand. We will be able to confront any judge with a complete grand jury, and if necessary, with 100-man militia known as the Guardians of the Free Republic. They won't have a weapon on them. They will have righteousness and piety. And we dare you to arrest us when we come in as the de jure authority. Folks, they run when Regan Duane walks into court. They've run when I've presented myself in the days when I would present myself into their institutions, which they've hijacked from our institutions. And I've coached many people who have gotten them to walk out the back door, and they've run when Tom Schultz is presenting. When 100 of us present with proper credentials and let them know that we are the authority, there will be no standing. And we have the organization now. We shortly will have the esprit de corps. We will have the right people at the helm. That's why it's so important that the foreman of your grand jury be worthy. We don't want scoundrels heading grand juries. You don't follow weasels into battle. But let the world know that we have courageous people, the likes of which you haven't seen since Valley Forge and since D-Day in Normandy and since Midway, since the Civil War, men and women who are willing to die for the cause of freedom for their children. And the reason we have them is going to be demonstrated right now. Enid in Alabama, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Enid. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
I'm glad you're joining us. Enid, you've recently gone through a bit of a trauma in Alabama. You were just arrested, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And I know you to be the most thoughtful, God-fearing woman. You're one of those who sends me pieces of scripture and corrects me when I misspeak. In fact, your daughter's done that. And right now, yes, your husband's sitting in prison. Your husband did a private payment process regarding a car. And in fact, he properly administrated it out, secured their default, and then when court papers came, he returned process. Am I correct?
Yes.
And then he appeared at the court. I forget why. Was it as a witness?
I'm not completely sure how that all went out. I believe it was just he just showed up. He denied being the defendant and being pro se attorney.
Okay. Let me interrupt you there. So he showed up. Now, ideally, when you've done return of process, you don't show up. You put the liability on their shoulders to violate that return. But he showed up, okay. And he beat them. No contempt threats. He argued forcefully with them. No contempt threats. No dragging him away in shackles. He effectively stood his ground. And then a day or two or three later, they went to his place of business. And tell us what they arrested him on.
They arrested him on a supposed warrant.
From another state, correct? That we had presumed had been resolved.
Yes.
Folks, there you have it. That's two cases I've read you right now. I've mentioned a fellow on the air, a fellow by the name of Ray Massey from Albany, a case I intervened in years ago when I found out he had been in for 10 months. I pulled him out of prison on a single letter. And Ray sat there after a bunch of paperwork I put together, I threw together hastily, one of 30 folders I did for him eventually. He sat there facing the judge who had sentenced him for the 10 months. And you know why he was there, Enid?
No.
They recharged him with the same four crimes. They changed the date and the officer's name. The United States Federal Corporation at its finest.
Really?
Really. It's not unusual, Enid. I've seen it many, many times. I've seen defense attorneys, public defenders, conflict defenders send letters. A warrant's been issued for your arrest. You really need to go to the court and present yourself. And we don't. But when we show up with business on our minds, they don't even raise a warrant issue. It's just so much lying and deception. So then they came for the vehicle, and the commander told you to get out of the car, and you did, and you asked him what, Enid?
What happened was, is I had asked him if I can get my things out of the car.
And he said yes.
And he said yes. And I guess the a lower guy was standing, officer was standing in the door. I was very nervous.
You're compiling your things, and the lower officer ignored the superior and jumped on you.
Yeah, he eventually had pulled me out of the car and took me to the ground before. Right.
They can't
wait 5 minutes.
We're in such a rush. The officer was so late for a round of golf that he couldn't wait 5 minutes for a mother of four to leave her car. They had to teach. They had to teach a lesson. And next thing you know, there, this fellow is chasing your father around your driveway and your lawn, chasing him, macing him under his glasses to such a degree that he actually accidentally maced his superior. Correct?
Yes, that's what I heard.
All right, Enid, we're going to break. I thank you for joining me, folks. That's why. We now have 99 people who have responded to End the Suffering 2010. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, folks. All right, I want to thank Enid for joining us. Folks, we're up to 118 since, just on this one page, since 746 to 754. Was that 8 minutes? We've picked up over 100 people. And what I ask you to do is note the subject line. Make sure you put this in your emails to your friends to please note the subject line in uppercase letters. End the suffering now. I want to print out page snaps, page views of each of these pages of emails. And it should read, end the suffering now, right down the page, like an army of indignant freedom fighters, noting with the pen so that they don't have to note with the sword. We're up to 124, and I'm very, very proud of the listening public. Thank you very much for taking the time. And thank you, Enid. I didn't mean to cut Enid short, but she's had a tough day, and she's one of many situations we see like this all the time. I'm being made aware of more of them right now because of the high profile we've taken. And from my perspective, it just seems like Auschwitz, Dachau, and those other filthy camps prior to the Allied troops marching through and freeing the inmates. It's a shame that we've gotten to this point in the country that we actually have to be talking about freeing people from prison. But folks, we have 2 million incarcerated in the United States. And I would hope when we get down to the true population of recidivists and those who believe that violence is the way to solve their problems, that we're down to maybe 10% of that. And then the world can truly see that it's not America's people that are so violent. It was America's elected officials taking liberties with our money. Let's see here. I had another call today and 2 days ago about these invasions, another invasion down south. In preparation for such things, folks, you do want to make sure you have duplicates of all of your records elsewhere. And certainly, if you're holding on to grand jury papers, that those papers are segregated away so they're safe until they're shipped off to the guardian elders. So please take precautions with that. We're continuing to see the occasional dirty trick coming from, it could be people in opposition. As you know, we did have quite a bit of opposition from the assemblies, although most of that has quieted down. And we still hear the rumblings now and then from that wonderful Yahoo commercial redemption site. But mostly, the country has never witnessed a volume of people, ordinary civilians, not soldiers, willing to stand up in all jurisdictions and say, we've had enough. Can you imagine how that is being received at the highest levels of government? I don't have to imagine because we've spoken to them. We're getting calls from generals, and I can't be too specific, but from generals unrelated to our process saying we're with you. We've spoken to them at this and that level, and they're with you too. This is one after the other. So when we return, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to explore the remedies that are available to us, the problems that we're facing, and the presentment to the governors that is but a week or two away. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after a 1 minute station identification.